for a Thursday right here on KGYM. Hey, that's the sun that's out today. Beautiful day around Eastern Iowa. Coming up on the program, John Krant will join us from Las Vegas, Jim Feist Sports. Plenty to talk about. NHL Game 7 tonight, NBA Game 5, and also the NBA Finals odds already out. We'll learn more about that with John coming up in just a little bit. Also, we will take a look at the final NBA underclassmen list and maybe a little bit of a peek ahead at some of the top 25s, the way too early top 25s in the world of college basketball. We'll do that on the program here today as well. The Iowa baseball team finally on the diamond after about an 18-hour delay from when they were going to play last night. We'll keep you updated on that. And Zach Johnson on the course right now in the first round at Colony. All that coming up here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. I'm Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Thank you for joining us here today. Beautiful day. Sunshine. Not overly warm. Temperature in the 60s right now, but it's great to see the sun back out there, and it's only going to get better the way it sounds. And as I mentioned, good show coming up for you. John Cranton's going to join us, keep you updated on a lot of things going on, especially around the world of baseball. And that's where we start, Mark, here as the Hawkeyes, they were what? Supposed to play at 7:30 last night. Then it rained a little bit, so they moved the first of the two night session games back last night. Iowa was the second of the two games. And then, lo and behold, they had a slugfest in the first one between Nebraska and Purdue. And I guess level thinking prevailed. And they said, well, instead of starting this thing at 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night, let's just put it back to the next day. But then they had the longest game in Big Ten baseball tournament history to start things off today between Michigan and Purdue. And lo and behold, Iowa's finally on the diamond right now, and they're in the second inning.
And leading 4-1 against Maryland, bottom of the second inning. And the Hawkeyes jumped over all over the Big Ten pitcher of the year for four early runs. Maryland has come back with a run and a runner on second base, first base, I'm sorry, with one out. So Nick Gallagher on the hill for Iowa, and the Hawkeyes got to feel good when he's out there.
Got to feel good when your number one is out there. But like you told me, Maryland thought they were feeling pretty good with their number one guy out there and the pitcher of the year in the Big Ten Conference. So 4-1 right now, Maryland. We will keep you updated on the proceedings in front of friends and family in Bloomington, Indiana, as Indiana hosting the Big Ten baseball tournament. Also, Zach Johnson on the course right now in the first round. The Dean and DeLuca, formerly known as the Colonial Invitational. Still, Ben Hogan never played in the Dean and DeLuca.
You know what Dean and DeLuca is?
I'm sure it's an investment company.
Eh.
No, really? What is it?
It's a chain of gourmet grocery stores.
Really?
And they're playing in Texas? Well, there's not a Dean and DeLuca in Texas. But there's soon to be one in Plano, I've found out. So.
Uh-huh. You did a lot of good research on this.
And well, I was curious. And I think folks out there that are interested, what is Dean and DeLuca? Well, I looked it up for you.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Zach Johnson on the course paired with Jordan Spieth and Pat Perez today, going off about 1 o'clock. Right now, Zach through seven holes. He is one under par, tied for 22nd. Zach has won twice at Colonial in his career, so you would think that fits his mentality very well this week. Derek Fathauer, your leader at -5, followed by a healthy group at -4, including Graham McDowell. So first round of the Dean and DeLuca at Colonial, and Zach off to a pretty good start.
And we will keep you updated on how things progress. Iowa has just gotten out of the third inning, 4-1 right now. The Hawkeyes with the lead, so Maryland did come up with a run in that particular frame. But the Hawkeyes get out of it on a nice 6-3 double play behind Nick Gallagher. So we'll keep you updated on that throughout the gym class, as well as the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Kind of a getaway day in Major League Baseball for a lot of teams. Philadelphia and Colorado 1-1 in the ninth. Right now, Tampa Bay on top of the LA Angels 4-0. The end of the eighth. The Cubs, Ben Zobrist just homering in the bottom of the sixth. The Cubs up 3-1. Seattle on top of Washington. Actually, that has gone final. Seattle has beaten the Washington Nationals. And other finals in Pittsburgh, 9-4 over Atlanta. And that score on Seattle-Washington was 4-2.
Cubs about ready, if they win, to polish off a 7-2 homestand.
Nice.
And which would be terrific for them. And I mean, not against the greatest teams in the world, but still 7-2 is 7-2, and you're not going to give it back. And still probably not playing their best baseball right now, but are within, I think, a half a game of the lead right now. Cardinals won last night in Los Angeles. They beat Rich Hill. Cubs go out to L.A. and, believe, miss Clayton Kershaw again. It is uncanny how the Cubs don't get Clayton Kershaw when they play. But I don't think they're going to get him again coming up for the series in Los Angeles.
Certainly fortunate in that regard. But the Dodgers still a very good team, playing well. And
good pitching all over the place.
You really expected the Cubs to go on a run at some point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, too much talent not to go on a run. And 7-2 and a 10-game homestand, exactly the tonic you need.
Absolutely.
And you got to win those games when you have that opportunity to do so. 319-366-1600. That is our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Again, that's 319-366-1600. A couple things to comment on before we get into some national stuff. First of all, happy retirement, at least from head coaching standards, going out to our friend Bill Callaway at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Longtime girls track coach out there. You just did an article in the Gazette, your Time Machine piece, about his 1977 Washington boys track and field team that won the state championship. And Bill announced last night at the Jefferson banquet that he is going to step down as a girls track and field coach out there.
Yeah, it was fun to write about that team 40 years ago that Bill did coach. And he was at Washington, as you mentioned, and then went over to Jefferson. Was in real estate for a period of time, but Bill really, through his use of plyometrics, developed a tradition and a very long one at great sprinters.
Yep,
I had a stable of 800 meter relay runners that year after year it seemed like they were in contention for a state championship and set many state records, and then reset them several times. And you'll remember, Scott, he's a pretty good football coach, too.
Yeah, he was.
Bill coached for several years at Jefferson. Had a couple, six-win seasons. And I just remember he ran some hybrid of a wishbone of some kind that he had a stable of runners, a Shaft Baker.
Yeah, that backfield that Jefferson had with, I think, his son BJ was the quarterback.
He was, yeah.
And Shaft Baker was one of the running backs, and those guys could scoot.
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel, could they run. And he knew that, and that's why he went to that particular type of offense. He had three backs and got them all in the offense.
Yeah.
And they were fun.
Very competitive teams at the time, and he coached Jefferson football for 9 years, but more well-known as a track coach. And Bill's just a delight. As you know, you've had him on your morning program on Saturdays many, many times, and he actually coached my sister-in-law, Denise Campbell, when she ran on a state record-setting 800 relay way back when, I don't know. But he just developed a lot of terrific runners. I mean, you need skills in the first place, but he got the most out of especially those sprinters.
Yeah, indeed. 319-366-1600. The other piece of news today coming out of Coe College, and our friend John Chandler is going to step down as Coe's athletic director, and he's going to go back into athletic training at Coe College, where I believe he started off his career at Coe. He's a certified athletic trainer, very good one. And just going to stay at Coe, but change roles from the leader of the athletic department back to athletic training. So we wish him the best. And Coe has announced they are going to go on a nationwide search to find their brand new athletic director. So big shoes to fill there with John Chandler.
Yeah, certainly a credit to the Coe community. And I know he was a part of a group that started this renovations at Coe. Our Lunchbox Heroes was at the site with Todd and Alex a few weeks ago. And from the time I was there to now, I don't even recognize the campus. I mean, it's not only the athletic facilities, but the whole works. And in recent years, John has been terrific for the athletic department. So, yeah, we wish him well.
Wish him well indeed. 14 past the hour of 3, and Iowa's got something going in the third. They've got their first two on, single and a hit by pitch. No walk and a hit by pitch for the Hawkeyes with Grant Judkins, the freshman up there right now for Iowa.
56-80 on the text line, filling in the blanks on Bill Callaway's backfield. It was Threet, Baker,
Ed Threet,
and Stucker.
Yeah.
I don't remember Stucker so much as Ed Threet.
Of course,
and
we all
Shaq
remember
Baker,
Robin.
Yeah.
Robin Threet, Ed being, I believe, brother of Robin.
Yeah, one of the greatest female athletes in Metro history, in my mind.
Ed Threet and Shaft Baker could move the ball.
It was a fun team.
It was a fun team.
67-39, maybe Barta goes to Coe.
Oh, okay.
We can do better.
I was waiting. I got it. I'll start the rumor right now. Our friend Dick Simmons.
Oh.
Can he go from purple to maroon?
Well, Baron Bremner did.
Baron
a couple
did it,
times.
A couple times. Dick's probably listening and probably already texting, "You are out of your mind, Scott." Don't get that started.
I'd welcome him.
Absolutely.
Dick could be terrific. But
do a great job.
He's done that. Been there, done that, I think.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. We're going to get to the NBA underclassmen list. We'll do that here in just a little bit. A reminder, sometime between now and 7 o'clock, your chance to win $100 a day in the month of May. And we are giving away $100 each weekday with the exception of next Monday, Memorial Day, and that is with the help of Toyota of Iowa City. Also in the program, that is sometime before 7, sometime before 4 o'clock coming up, we are going to have your opportunity to win two free rounds of golf, along with two sleeves of golf balls to the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Course. Gardner, Ellis, Twin Pines, or Jones, the newly opened Jones Golf Course. Enjoy a day out on the course, plus two sleeves of golf balls. Hit around a bucket of balls or ask about the Young Professional Season Pass and reserve your tee times and other information. You can go to playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Unash.
Surely.
You're headed to Indianapolis for the 500, as you do each and every year. So you can speak to this as well as anybody. I read a story today that a security is being ramped up around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Are you more concerned about the weather or a terrorist threat?
Weather. Not to say that I'm not.
It's got to be a monumental job to secure that facility. 300,000 people. What's security like anyway?
Every gate has security. You have two sets. You have to go through the first one, and they basically give you the rundown. Okay, we're going to check this. We're going to check that. They kind of do a preliminary thing, and then you go through another one where they very vigorously check. You can only take so much stuff into the racetrack as well. Now, you can take coolers into the racetrack of certain size, and most everyone does. And they will go through that, but it's pretty easy to, you know, check that out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, weather. I thought the weather looked good, and then all of a sudden I looked this morning, and wouldn't be the first time.
You ever gone to Indianapolis and not seen a race?
Yes. Yes.
Thanks for coming.
319-366-1600. Hawks have added another run. It's 5-1 as they're getting all over the Big Ten pitcher of the year out there for the Maryland Terrapins. As Iowa with first and third, one out now. And a little bit of a time situation for couple of the outfielders nearly with a collision there for the Terps.
No, the number two seed, Michigan, is out. Michigan falling to Indiana in that game that preceded this one that lasted nearly 4 hours and, 13 or 14 innings. And Michigan, believed by many, was one of the favorites. But you look at the standings, and you could throw a blanket over the first-place team through the fifth-place team in the final standings. So I think this is going to be whoever gets hot and whoever has the best pitching, obviously. But Hawks right now looking good.
Got to make a got to win this thing to get into the NCAA tournament. You got to think
for Iowa. Yeah.
For Iowa. Anyway, 94 is their RPI coming into the Big Ten tournament. All right, 19 past the hour of 3 o'clock on the Gym Class here on KGYM. We will step aside, take a break. When we come back, John Cranton from Gym Fight Sports in Las Vegas will be joining us. And plenty to talk about with John. We'll do it when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class on KGYM.
At Billion Automotive of Iowa City, we salute all veterans, first responders, and their families this Memorial Day weekend to celebrate their service. Our sales departments will be open regular hours Friday and Saturday and Memorial Day 10 to 6. Enjoy complimentary food and refreshments and shop over 1,000 vehicles, including a huge selection of new 2017 Chevy Silverados. Find new roads at Billion Chevy Buick GMC Cadillac of Iowa City. Open Memorial Day 10 to 6 or 24/7 online at BillionAuto.com/Chevrolet.
The KGYM Road Trip comes to you live with the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's your chance to hang out while we're broadcasting and get your hands on some swag from the gym and other prizes. Want to know when it's happening? Find the Road Trip schedule at KGYMRadio.com. The KGYM Road Trip, live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, Mormon Trek Boulevard in Iowa City, driven by Linder Tire Service. Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your road trips this summer. Visit LinderTire.com for great tire and service specials.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
The greatest month in racing concludes with the greatest spectacle in racing.
Alexander Rossi almost rolling to a dead stop. Quint checkers are out, and the rookie will win the 100th.
Join the entire IMS Radio Network crew for live flag-to-flag coverage of the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500. Tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern.
The 101st Indianapolis 500, Sunday morning starting at 10, right here on KGYM.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Hi, we're back with you at 3:21 on the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you as we take you through the Thursday edition of the program. 319-366-1600, that is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Make it 6-1. Favor the Hawkeyes on a sack fly as they play in the third inning right now. You got to feel good if you're Iowa at this point, don't you, Mark?
You do, having had success against the pitcher of the year in the Big Ten and having your number one, Nick Gallagher, on the hill. Nick's been terrific, but we've seen many of these games turn on a dime. So long ways to go, but looking good now.
Yep, and Iowa, if they win, they move on to the winner's bracket second round game, and if they lose, they have to turn around and play right away, the very next game. So that's good incentive. You always want to win that first game like we talked about yesterday, but very good incentive because you don't want to go back-to-back. John Cranton set to join us right now from Las Vegas, Jim Feist Sports. JimFeist.com is the website. Also, you can follow Jim on Twitter. His handle is at Jim Feist Sports. And John joins us here on a Thursday here in Eastern Iowa. John, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. The temperature is starting to approach 100, but hey, when you got baseball, NBA playoffs, and even a game 7 in hockey, nobody can complain.
Not at all. Let's start things off, John, with having you, well, in one way or another, answer our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Do the Cavs advance to the NBA Finals tonight, yes or no?
Yes, probably by a whopping margin. This game, I thought they might open this line a little bit lower, given the way Boston has played. What a lot of heart these last two games in Cleveland, but they really didn't. The 10-point favorite Cleveland is on the road, and the total's gone up to 216, but you can't argue with that number. I mean, this has been mostly domination by a healthier Cavaliers team. You look at these last two games that were in Cleveland. All right, the Celtics stole a game 3. They were fortunate to do so as they fell way behind had a miraculous shot there at the buzzer. And if it hadn't gone in, you know, the Cavs would have probably won in overtime, which means there wouldn't even be a game tonight. The problem for Boston is multiple here. First of all, it's just a bad matchup. Celtics during the regular season were a very good defensive team. You wouldn't know that by watching this series, as Cleveland has done anything it wanted to offensively. They've killed the Celtics inside and out. They don't have anybody to throw at LeBron, and when he puts his mind to scoring and driving, it's just unstoppable. As they crushed the Celtics in the last two games that were played here in Boston by whopping margin. And then the other thing is the injuries, where Boston just doesn't have any players left. No Isaiah Thomas, the focal point of their offense. But there's even more than that. You got Jay Crowder. He's ailing. He apparently is going to play tonight, but he's not 100%. Here's a guy averaging over 15 points and 8 rebounds per game. And even Jaylen Brown, an athletic young player, to him, he has a hip pointer. So it's just a team that's just run out of gas playing tonight. Boston has some pretty good Vegas numbers attached to them. They're covering games, 11-4 spread run, 8-1-1 against the spread, but still, I find it hard to believe that they're going to be able to pull the upset tonight. The road team is 10-2-1 against the Vegas number when these teams play. So I guess the way I think the Celtics will show a lot of heart, more than they did the first two games in play, but I think they're running out of gas. So the way I look at tonight's game would be an offensive show. Boston likes to run. I think they're going to be behind at some point, which means they're going to have to push the tempo. And they have shown zero ability to slow down the Cleveland offense. It has been an offensive series in Boston at home, 8-1-1 over the total. So I'll go with Cleveland 119-108 in a high-scoring offensive show tonight.
Before we get to the finals in the NBA, because we already have some of the odds out on that, we'll let you explain that coming up here in just a little bit. Have you ever seen anything like these point spreads for these conference finals? I mean, these are unprecedented. I mean, you got to go back to, I think, the heydays of the Celtics and the Lakers in the 80s to find the domination in Las Vegas with these point spreads.
Yeah, correct. No, I haven't seen them this high. And the other thing is, there haven't really been a lot of competitive games, not just these series, but blowouts. San Antonio, very talented team, they got smoked by the Spurs in games that are mostly unwatchable. In this Boston series, had one good game and the rest totally one-sided. Even the last Cavaliers game, where they didn't cover, they outscored Boston 64-42 in the second half. They shot almost 60% from the field. No, we're in an unusual time here where you got a lot of mediocre to bad teams and two completely dominant teams.
John, the saying goes there's nothing like a Game 7 in hockey, and we've got one tonight with Ottawa and Pittsburgh trying to determine who's going to play Nashville in the Stanley Cup Finals. Tell us about it.
Yeah, can you imagine Ottawa and Nashville in the finals? Who would have thought that? Game 7s are always fun, particularly in hockey, which can really – there's been some great hockey games, too. I mean, we talked about the NBA, but the hockey series have been outstanding. Here's an Ottawa team that – here they are. They were outscored during the regular season, even though they finished second in the division, and yet here they are on an 11-6 run. They're doing it with defense. That's the one thing they can do exceptionally well, and that shows you how important it is this time of the year in any playoff, in any sport. You got to have defense. They finished 10th in the NHL in goals allowed, and they've been even better, just dominant in the postseason. And they're facing a team in Pittsburgh that's totally opposite in style. So you've got a clash of styles tonight. Ottawa is going to slow it down. They don't have a great offense. And Pittsburgh is all about speed and pushing up the tempo. Just to put that in perspective, Ottawa had a power play goal the last game, but they're 1-29 on the power play. So this is not an explosive offensive team, but we're going to see a Pittsburgh team playing at home tonight. They opened -190, and now it's up to 205. So the betting public is saying, forget it, the champs are going to win Game 7. I'm not so sure, because Ottawa was on the rope the last game. They pulled out another close, low-scoring game, 2-1. And despite the fact that they had 46 shots on that last game, and the way I'll have to look at tonight's game is, normally Game 7s are defensive and kind of low-scoring. I'm going to go the opposite route for a couple of reasons. One, Pittsburgh is not going to play that spot. They're going to play wide open. They had 46 shots that last game, but only netted one goal. Hard to believe that's going to happen again. And Ottawa, when they scored two goals or less in the previous game, it actually involves a higher scoring game the next game, 5-2-3 over the total. Pittsburgh at home, when they play that wide open, speed-oriented game, 19-8-3. over the total here. The total is only 5. That's really low for a hockey game. So I'm going to look at a higher scoring game tonight. I'll have to lean toward Pittsburgh, but I can't lay the fight here. So I'll go with a 4-3 final. A little bit more scoring than some people might think, but it should be a fun one to watch.
I think NBC is probably hoping, nothing against our Canadian friends, but they're probably hoping for a Nashville-Pittsburgh final. Ottawa-Nashville probably doesn't move the needle a whole lot, but I'm sorry, Sonny in Iowa City, our Canadian friend down there, but I'm going for, I don't know, I think it'd be fun if it was Ottawa-Nashville, but it'll be a good NHL final. John Krant joining us from Las Vegas at 3:29 here in the gym class in KGYM. Let's check out Major League Baseball. Cards and the Dodgers close out the series at Chavez Ravine tonight. It'll be Michael Wacha on the mound for St. Louis as the Cardinals will go for 2 in a row tonight.
Dodgers have been great at home, a 17-8 record, and that's why we're seeing the kind of a big favorite here against the Red Hot Cardinals team, up to now minus 150. Cardinals, there's two ways to look at them. Their last 10 games, 4-6, kind of struggling. This is the second game of a six-game road trip. On the other hand, they've been almost unbeatable on the road, a 10-1 run away from home, and it's the pitching that is just so solid now, up to third in baseball in team ERA. They got the nice win 6-1 last night. The amazing Mike Lee continues his incredible season of four-hitter, and we're going to see another one of their aces tonight in the local kid in your area. Nice to see Michael Wacha healthy and throwing great, 2.74 ERA with a winning record. He's really had a dazzling number, so it's pretty clear he's healthy. Last time he started, they lost 6-5 to the Giants, but it wasn't nothing wrong with Michael Wacha in that game. 6 shutout innings kind of pulled him early after 86 pitches, and the Cardinal bullpen fell apart. But overall, he has won as well as the team when Wacha has 5 days of rest. Cardinals are 10-3, and he goes tonight in the role of underdog. Also interesting that they play high-scoring games when Walker's on the mound, 25-2 over the Vegas total when he's play pitches, and the total here is 7.5. However, Dodge Stadium is just a huge, spacious park, very nice setting for him. We've seen two low-scoring games in this series, 2-1 the Dodgers won in 13 innings. They only had 3 hits for the entire game and struck out 19 times, and then last night only 1 run, so the Dodger offense is not hitting right now. They are on a nice 5-2 run in the middle of this 10-game homestand, and they're number one in baseball in team ERA. Kenta Maeda on the mound tonight. He hasn't been one of their ace pitchers. An ERA over 5. Only guy not pitching very well. He comes in off of a hamstring injury. Haven't seen him pitch of late. He did pitch at the A-ball of Red Cucamonga. I like saying that because I used to be a reporter covering those games for the local paper there. And even though his ERA is over 5, when you look at his numbers, they're sensational. 40 strikeouts, 9 walks in 39 innings, and fewer hits than innings pitch allowed. So normally with those numbers, you think a guy's ERA is around 2, and it's over twice that. So that's the way I'm going to look at tonight's game. When the Dodgers are at home facing a right-handed starter, they're sensational, 46-16. So I'm going to have to look at some dominant pitching tonight from both teams, especially with the Dodgers' offense struggling. These teams meet each other like we've seen these first two games. Low-scoring games, 13-5 under the total. I'll go with a 2-1 Cardinals victory tonight, but don't look for many much offense in spacious Dodger Stadium.
Breaking news, John. You work for the Daily Bulletin out there?
That's right. How did you know that?
I just Googled it.
I did quite a few years. Great pizza they had in that Cucamonga press box, too. I love that.
Sounds good to me. Hey, another baseball game, John. The Tigers trying to stay in contention in the American League Central at Houston. The Astros with the best record in Major League Baseball. I guess if you're going to hang your hat on the Tigers tonight, it would be because of Justin Verlander, who's had pretty good success against the Astros.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, the Tigers, they're kind of a hit-and-miss team, a 4-6 run, although they did get a nice win last night, 6-3, as Speedy Jose Iglesias really did everything, including a home run and a double. But tonight's game, you know, you got a Dodger offense. It's in the middle of the pack in scoring. Verlander having a decent season with a winning record, but his splits are really remarkable. 7.24 ERA on the road is dominant at home, and here he heads out on the road. However, as you mentioned, boy, has he owned the Houston team. 4-0 record, 2.05 ERA, and 7 starts against them. And then you got Houston that has really everything. Their top six and runs scored, and their second in pitching ERA. However, it's been a rough week for them. 2-3 the last five games, including the loss last night as a favorite. They're going with Mike Fiers on the mound tonight. Losing record, 5.14 ERAs, winless at home, despite a decent ERA of 3.50. But keep in mind, Tigers have done very well. They won the game last night. They're 5-1 the last six meetings against these Houston Astros. So I find it difficult to back the home team here with a struggling starter on the mound. So I'll go with Detroit in a close, low-scoring game, 4-3.
Hey, we mentioned a little bit earlier on NBA Finals coming up. We already know one team that's going to be there in Golden State. Cleveland more than likely going to get there. Odds are already out for Game 1. They're already anticipating the Warriors versus the Cavaliers, aren't they?
Yeah, I've never seen anything come out this early. I mean, the finals is, what, next week? And yet they've already put a number up, and that was 2 days ago. And here's what we have is, even though they haven't even played Game 3 yet, they put the odds up for Game 1 for next week's game. They got the Warriors minus 8-point favorite with a total of 226 against the Cavs for Game 1. We actually have seen some money come in on Cleveland, and now it's down to 7.5. And just to put it in perspective, Cleveland did win the series last year with that 3-1 comeback, a remarkable comeback they made. However, the first two games played at Golden State last year were absolute blowouts by Golden State. They weren't even competitive at all. The Warriors won Game 1 104-89, and then Game 2 110-77. I'm sure people have probably forgotten that there was the early season domination in the finals last year by the home team. So that's why they had to make this number a little bit high. But I anticipate that series starting, and both teams are going to have a whopping amount of rest before they play it, too, provided the Cavs can wrap it up tonight.
Hey, John, nice payout at the Preakness last weekend. Did you make any money?
Oh, boy, yeah. One of our guys we work with, Hank Goldberg, post plays, and he gave us an exact box of three that hit. He had everything, including that long shot in there, and it was a very good night, especially with that 25-1 being thrown in there.
I picked that horse,
the winner. Yeah,
the winner. Get the three though. Didn't get the trifecta though.
Yeah.
Hey John, tell us more about Jim Feist Sports, and if you have a free play, I'd love to have it.
Sure, we got articles posted, we got videos, we got podcasts, all at jimfeist.com. I'll go with this Cardinals-Dodgers tonight. I'll go with a parlay on the game. Cardinals and the under, a low-scoring game. I'll stick with that 2-1. And also, if you want to get free plays each day, just call a toll-free number, 888-294-1970, or go to jimfeist.com.
All right, sounds good. Enjoy the 100-degree weather, John. We'll talk to you next week, and enjoy Memorial Day.
I'm pouring ice on my head right now.
All right. John Krant joins us on Thursdays here in the gym class on KGYM. 3:36 here.
Told you, not so fast, my friend.
Yeah, we got developments. Nick Dunn just hit one somewhere near Greencastle in Bloomington. They can't find the ball.
That was a bomb.
And it's now, 6-4 as Iowa leading, and it is in the top of the fourth inning right now on a chilly day in Bloomington, Indiana.
Hawks going to need to add on, and hopefully Nick Gallagher can. That's just a blip on the radar for him, Iowa's starting pitcher, that is. So, again, a long ways to go, but Iowa out in front now 6-4.
Went over the 408 sign and then
right.
Another fence after that. That thing was unloaded upon. Unbelievable right there. Unbelievable. But Iowa still out in front 6-4 at this point. 3:37 here on the program. We will take a quick break and come back. We're going to talk a little bit of basketball with you here. Text line open at 319-366-1600. So stay with us. More to come after this.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Here's today's $100 a day in the month of May phrase, sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City.
It's cool that he let it go in there. I can't believe, though, it was uncool that they just didn't let you go.
Be caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600 and win with KGYM.
It's me, the little voice in your stomach. And as you can tell by my musical selection, I have impeccable taste. So I won't settle for anything but the most tasty snack. All natural Oberto beef jerky. It's lean beef, slow cooked, and seasoned to perfection. All natural and all delicious. So listen to the little voice in your stomach. Indulge my great taste and feed me some all natural Oberto beef jerky. Oberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all natural line of beef jerky. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
There are paint projects, and then there are paint projects. Start yours at the Home Depot with Memorial Day paint savings of $10 off 1 gallon cans and $40 off 5 gallon buckets. That's not just more for the money. That's more for the living room and dining room, or maybe an extra bedroom or two. Unbelievable quality. Unbeatable prices. With Memorial Day paint savings of $10 to $40 off, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through May 29th.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
And as you were paying close attention to, we gave you the cue to call for the $100 a day in the month of May, so we're giving it away today here in The Gym Class. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next in the always enjoyable, Would Ya? Coming up today on the Thursday edition. I can't wait. It is appointment listening for me each Thursday.
Well, for a lot of college basketball players, they played Would Ya over the last few weeks.
And yeah,
now
they did.
That leads into our next segment. And the deadline has passed for deciding whether you're going to stay in the NBA draft or go back to school. And there's still some who are making themselves eligible and available for the draft that are, did you say, suspect, Scott?
Yeah, but not a whole lot of them. You know, I will say this, and in the 5 years ago before they came up with the new guidelines, and of course Peter Jacques went through this last year, guidelines were you could declare for the draft early, and then by midnight of last night, by the way, Brian from North Liberty is our winner. Thank you for listening, Brian. Do appreciate that. By midnight of last night, you had to declare if you were going to stay in the NBA draft or if you were going to come back to school. Most of the list did. I will say that. Most of the list did decide to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Wagner, Bridges, other people like that. 47 are still in the draft, though, that are underclassmen, and there are just around 60 NBA draft choices, and this does not include the seniors or foreign contingent that is out there. So overseas is going to get a lot of good players, or the D-League is going to get a lot of good players coming up. Among the notables staying out there, OG Anunoby from Indiana. Of course, Lonzo Ball of UCLA, couple UCLAers, in fact, three of them, TJ Leaf, another one. Duke lost three players to the NBA draft, but there are some suspects out there. Kentucky also, they're going to lose their usual three or four. But then you've got some that just, you raise your eyebrow, you scratch your head. Guys like Antonio Blakeney of LSU, really think he should go back. Chance Comanche of Arizona, good player, I think is going to be really good, but I really think he should go back to school and take another year at least. What else we got? But you know what? Other than that, not a whole bunch Patton of Creighton's going to stay in the draft, interestingly enough. That doesn't happen very often. Even Greg McDermott's son stayed in the draft, or stayed in school all four of his years. But for the most part, I think it's not too bad. Not too bad a list here. Of course, you got Melo Trimble from Maryland, DJ Wilson from Michigan, Caleb Swanigan announced yesterday, although it came right down to the wire if he was going to go back to Purdue or if he was going to stay in the NBA draft, but he is going back. What else do we have here? Jonathan Motley of Baylor is going out. I think he should have stayed in the draft. Tremendous big man. I think he's going to do really, really well as far as the NBA is concerned. And Thomas Bryan of Indiana, if he could play against Iowa every game. Anunoby of Indiana, who got hurt midway through the year, as we mentioned. Not a lot of Big Ten or Big 12 ilk on here. A lot of Kentucky, as we mentioned. A lot of ACC. North Carolina with a couple in there. Kentucky with a couple as well. Oregon with a couple in there as well.
Number one, I like the guidelines as they are. I think it's a nice exercise for players. And you mentioned Peter Jok went through this to be able to, or last year anyway, to be able to, get an opinion from NBA folks as to what your draft worthiness is. And like you said, a lot of the players that had declared early have decided to go back to college. And yeah, right now it looks like maybe only a couple Big Ten players will be in the first round of the NBA draft, which is coming up June 22nd. You mentioned Anunoby from Indiana, suffered that knee injury in January and probably hurt his stock by about, 5 to 8 spots in the draft. And Caleb Swanigan, who I really think could have a good long career in the NBA out of Purdue, he's projected late first round in many. So beyond that, we shall see.
I just don't understand how there are 30-some-odd players they think are better than Caleb Swanigan.
Yeah.
Who average?
Would you rather have Lonzo Ball or Caleb Swanigan?
Well, that's tough.
Oh, wait, Woodja is on the Todd Brown camp.
Yes.
So, okay.
First of all, you're stealing their shtick. By the way, Maryland has just tied it up. They have just tied it up at 6.
6-6 in the fourth inning. Long ways to go. Hawks had held a 6-1 lead, but a couple home runs, a 3-runner and a 2-runner.
When are the winds blowing
and
out?
It's tied up. It's last I heard, it was blowing out to right.
Both home runs going to right field.
Yeah.
Right there for the Maryland Terrapins. So there's a brand new ball game over in Bloomington, Indiana. And this one does not have your 2.5-hour time mark on it either. Good luck to the Big Ten folks as they try to come up with a schedule to stay on. This is only the second game of the day, and it's 4:46 Bloomington time right now because they had almost a 4.5-hour game to start things off. Over there for the Big Ten baseball tournament. And there's another hit for the Terrapins. 319-366-1600. Do you agree with the new system? I agree with Mark. This is a better system than what they had. It's still not perfect. I think ultimately you're going to see something like baseball does. You can go out, you can put your name in the NBA draft, whatever the case may be, declare hardship after your high school senior year. But if you go to college, I think you're going to have to stay there X number of years. I would like to see something like that happen. And maybe also incorporate something like this with those high schoolers, because you know it's going to happen. The doors are going to just be thrown open and you're going to have the same problem you had when they made the change a few years ago, when you have 50 high schoolers who think they're ready for the NBA at this point, and about, maybe 3 of them are ready for NBA basketball at that point. Maybe go through an evaluation process where they get their posse together and all their people together and tell them exactly, hey, you are not ready for the NBA. Can you play in the NBA? Absolutely, you can play in the NBA. But you're not ready to go as of yet. And I think that would be, I think that'd probably be the best way to go about it.
Even though there's good free agent opportunities, I would like to see it go at least one more round as well.
3 rounds?
Yeah.
I'd like to see that too.
It used to be multiple rounds.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, but now it's just 2 rounds with the infusion of international players in recent years, and the underclassmen. Really, the seniors are the ones that are left out most times.
No doubt. No doubt. What do you think about it? 319-366-1600. Do you agree with how the NBA system plays out right now? Would you like to see a change? What would you do as far as the change is concerned? I'd like to hear from you as we talk about that here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And a reminder that coming up tomorrow, KGYM Road Trip, they are going to be in Iowa City, back in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square, as Todd will be down there along with Alex, and your opportunity to pick up some great KGYM swag down there as well, including tickets to see the Colonels play this season. It's all brought to you by Linder Tire. Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your road trips this summer. Visit LinderTire.com for great tire and service specials. Appreciate what they do.
All of a sudden, Maryland has grabbed a 7-6 lead on the Iowa Hawkeyes and Nick Gallagher. Gallagher suffering one of his worst outings in a long, long time. But credit Maryland, having been down 6-1, now up 7-6. Still a long ways to go.
Yeah, only in the fourth inning right now. And Maryland, with the lead and with the momentum right now, is they are up 7-6. Your thoughts on the NBA draft process are welcome at 319-366-1600.
Zach Johnson going along steadily at the Dean and DeLuca Invitational at Colonial Country Club in Texas, where Zach has won twice in his PGA career. Right now, Zach finished through 10 holes. He's got 9 pars and a birdie. Right now stands tied for 20th in this tournament. Derek Fathauer has a 1-stroke lead at -5.
Named after?
Derek?
No, the Dean and DeLuca.
Oh, it's a gourmet string of gourmet grocery stores.
Not in Texas.
Look them up. Well, it's soon coming to a
coming to
location
Plano.
In Plano, yeah.
Coming to Plano. And now with all the lists and with everybody that's going to stay in the draft, we know that. Everybody coming out with their way too early top 25s. Just to go over one here for CBSSports.com. And this is Gary Parrish, who has been on our shows here on KGYM. Arizona is his preseason way too early number one, with Kansas number two. Now, they got their guard back. I can't pronounce his name. I've never been able to pronounce his name. So he took his name out of the draft. Michigan State at number three with, how about this? Wichita State 4 and Kentucky 5. Do we have yet another Wichita State-Kentucky matchup in the NCAA tournament coming up here? Duke at number 6. Also here, if I can get this to update. Come on, update. Update for me. Whenever you want the computer to do something, Mark, you know it never does. 8 is Villanova, I know that. It went right by number 7. I have no idea who that is, but it's probably a team of ilk that we should pay attention to here. But I can't get the computer to work for me. Anyway, USC in there at number 9. And if this works, I will let you know some of the others. Way too early, top 25 for college basketball, according to Gary Parrish. I give up.
That was a good attempt.
Sorry, I give up. It's not being cooperative with me right now. Nothing's working.
I can help you out here.
It's all frozen up, Mark.
I can help you here. Malik Monk of Kentucky, number 6. Jonathan Isaac, Florida State.
No, I've been going with the team.
A 7. Oh.
The teams. The way too early top 25 teams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the mock draft. I'm sorry. I should have made that known to you.
No worries.
It's a riveting radio, isn't it? Trying to get things to work. Oh, brother.
To leave you hanging out there.
It's okay. We're going to take a break. We'll take a break, come back. Maybe get some texts as far as the NBA
We do
draft.
Have a couple texts.
Yeah, hit them. Hit those.
All right. Greg from Dubuque. I'm curious to see if any of the Badger seniors will be drafted. Nigel Hayes was projected late first-round pick after his sophomore year, and I haven't heard anything since.
I haven't heard that much either. But Nigel Hayes is a good... he's got to be one of the top 60 players that are available. I'd take him.
Wes at 71-43, I think they should have to go 3 years of college basketball before they can be eligible. It will make the college, I'll make the college game, college and pro game much better. It's making the NBA worse because players are underdeveloped and rarely ready. Much more competitive college game. Joel and Muscatine, I like the current system. I like the must-go-to-college rule. I do think that if you're going to open it up to high school players, that the player has the option to not sign and enter college as long as dollars aren't exchanged, a la the high school players in baseball.
I would agree.
Player cannot sign with the NBA team, and they own the rights to that player. And after their freshman year of college, they can immediately join the NBA team that they were drafted by at the conclusion of the college season.
Yeah. I can see that happening. 319-366-1600. We'll take more of your texts coming up, but we're going to take a break. And as we head to our break, I'm going to give you an opportunity to win 2 rounds of golf from the city of Cedar Rapids golf courses, as well as 2 sleeves of golf balls. We're going to give that out right now here on the Gym Class to caller number 6, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Alex will get your information. We'll let you know who our winner is, and we'll wrap things up when we come back, let you know about our topic for tomorrow on the Friday edition of the program.
Flat Screen Thursdays are even bigger in 2017. Every Thursday home game, fans can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of 3 40-inch flat screen TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Fans can also enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water every Thursday. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier track and field teams competed at the state co-ed track and field meet in Des Moines last weekend. The boys' 4x800 relay finished 5th for the 4 points the boys picked up in the meet. The girls' team tallied 6 points in the meet, which were all picked up by Katie Tallett. The Xavier boys' soccer team closed out their regular season with an 8-1 win over Dubuque Hempstead last Thursday to tie for the MVC Mississippi Division Championship. The girls' soccer team closed out the regular season with a 3-1 loss to Iowa City West on Tuesday. Caitlin Daniels scored the Saints' lone goal. The Xavier boys' tennis team qualified for the Class 1A state team tournament with a 5-4 win over Dubuque Wallard. The Xavier girls tennis team fell to Wallard in a regional semifinal to end their season. However, Sarah Abuname qualified for the state singles tournament.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
This Memorial Day, shopping at Deary Brothers Ford Lincoln of Iowa City will really pay off. And we mean
big time.
Now through 3 p.m. on Memorial Day, save on every vehicle, new or used. Any type of vehicle you're looking for, we have it.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers.
All marked at prices you just got to see to believe.
Used cars starting at $33.95.
Up to 9,000 off new cars.
New Ford Escape starting at $19,967.
0% financing for 72 months.
Now through Memorial Day, open 9 to 3 Monday at Deary Ford, Iowa City.
Or online at DearyFord.com.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Brenda is the winner of our golf passes. Congratulations. And get out there and enjoy the beautiful weather that we got going right now. One more update because eight's not going to win this one, I don't think.
Two great, very good pitchers entering the game have really given up 14 runs so far. The latest, a Robert Nystrom home run to center field leading off the fifth inning. The Iowa Hawkeyes have tied it up against Maryland at 7.
7-7.
Sevens are wild.
You're going to have to get double digits. It's only in the fifth inning. Wind is blowing out, especially to right center, and the ball is flying out of this ballpark in Bloomington. So, eight's not going to win this thing. You're going to have to get the double digits, I'm sure. As first game was double digits, I believe, as Michigan was eliminated from the Big Ten baseball tournament. What's our topic for tomorrow,
topic
Mark?
Tomorrow is we're going to go over, discuss, take your suggestions and opinions. If you could change places with anyone in sports, still living, who would it be?
I got some good ideas. Maybe some unusual
ones. I don't think
ones.
Our ideas are going to dovetail with one another.
You never
in
know.
In a couple respects, and that's fine.
That's good.
Yeah.
319-366-1600 tomorrow. That's our topic on the gym class. We'll also keep you updated on golf, baseball, and tennis coming up tomorrow as well. State tennis meet taking place here for the state of Iowa. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn next.
The 4,000 ASE-certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you 0 to 60 may throw your hair back, but 60 to 0 will save your life. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $60 off instantly per axle on a standard or lifetime brake service. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid May 1st through May 31st. Most vehicles per axle. $60 instantly.